This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration denies it's bargaining with other nations to win support for an anti-terrorist coalition. That has not stopped many nations from making their hopes known. Russia, for example, consistently has tried to put its war in Chechnya in the context of the global war on terrorism. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Vladimir Putin has always rejected Western criticism of his war in Chechnya. He's insisted his forces have been fighting to rid Chechnya of Islamic terrorists funded from abroad. In the same speech, when he announced Russia would help the International Coalition Against Terrorism, Putin gave Chechen rebels 72 hours to lay down their arms. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher has acknowledged an element of international terrorism in Chechnya, but insists the Bush administration's views on the conflict remain unchanged.
The Chechen leadership, like all responsible political leaders in the world, should immediately and unconditionally cut all contacts with international terrorist groups. That is certainly something we agree with. At the same time, the United States has long said that only a political process can resolve the terrible conflict in Chechnya, and we would welcome steps by Russia to engage sincerely the Chechen leadership.
At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer stressed the Bush administration is giving no blank checks to Russia or any other country to gain support for Washington's battle with international terrorist groups. But don't expect too many loud complaints about Russia's handling of Chechnya. Michael McFaul of the Carnegie Endowment of International Peace says there's growing recognition in Washington that some Chechen rebels have links to Osama bin Laden. Now, after the terrorist attacks, allegedly masterminded by bin Laden, McFaul fears no one will be concerned about the Chechens.
Even before September 11th, Chechnya was not a top foreign policy priority for the Bush administration. After September 11th, I think it has fallen even further down. And that changing of priorities is to be expected. What I would hate to see is that we stop worrying and concentrating on democracy and human rights conduct in Russia. Because after all, Russia will never be a full-fledged partner of the West unless it is a full-fledged democracy.
McFaul says the Bush administration will have to find a way to engage Russian President Putin without endorsing his war in Chechnya. Kim Holmes of the Heritage Foundation had similar words of caution.
We have to avoid creating the impression that the United States sees Chechnya and Afghanistan as morally and politically equivalent. These are very different issues. Russia is essentially trying to quell a rebellion against its rule. In other words, it's trying to impose its rule on the population. The United States, on the other hand, does not wish to rule Afghanistan, but merely to destroy the terrorist networks and its supporters.
Many Russians have suggested they should have more of a say in decision-making in the U.S.-led effort to fight Osama bin Laden's network. But Holmes argues the United States is already doing Moscow a big favor by going after the same people who allegedly pose a threat to Russia. He's worried now that while Putin seems to be on board, Russia may decide to team up with China to push for more United Nations involvement. And that, says Holmes, could mean limiting the scope of America's military options. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.